Do you want to build an AI-assisted content team in the Philippines, whether you already have an existing content team in the Philippines or you're starting from scratch? This podcast is for you. I'll be talking about what, how, when, and how to use AI, AI basics that you need to understand, just because this is very, very important as for you as a business owner and for your writers. Number three is considerations around time zone. How are you actually going to build a team? What type of team members do you need? How much does it cost? And the AI tools that you need. So as you can see, we're discussing tools last because tools is part of your tactic. You need a bigger strategy. You need to have an overall strategy in order for you to have an efficient and productive AI-assisted content team in the Philippines.
Welcome to the Productive Popcorn Podcast. Build a profitable business without sacrificing the things you love. This podcast is all about helping you save time so your business can earn more revenue while you work less. Plus, we're going to talk about shows you can watch this week, because what are you going to do with all of that free time? Hi, my name is Irene Chan. I help solopreneurs and early-stage startup founders build productive marketing processes using automations, virtual assistants, and freelancers.
So before I dive in into the podcast, I just wanted to introduce myself. So my name is Irene Chan. I'm a marketing project manager for early stage startups, and my specialty is around marketing automation, building a virtual assistant, building a team, marketing team, mostly consisting of contractors, virtual assistants from the Philippines. So I've been a virtual assistant myself. I've been working remotely for 13 years now. And I started my gig as a virtual assistant specializing in SEO. At that time, basically, I was just commenting on blogs. So those are most of my tasks. So I eventually just kept learning and learning about about marketing. And then I ended up working with early stage startups in Israel. And I even ended up living in Israel in 2016. So that was really cool. This podcast was actually inspired by the question that I got from an entrepreneur, a solopreneur in the US. He wanted to build a content team in the Philippines that are using AI. He wants to scale the production by 5x. And I told him that, yes, that is possible, but we have to make sure that you have all of the building blocks so that everything will be efficient. I wanted to discuss something very, very important before we go through the AI basics. So AI is an amplifier. So that means that if you're already producing content, let's say you're producing content once, a blog post once per week, you do that manually, you probably write it yourself, or you probably have a writer that does this, so a contractor that you pay for one article per week. But you want to scale that. You want to have 3 posts per week and ideally spend the same amount that you spent. So what you're going to do is use AI, empower your existing writer to use AI so that she can produce 3 times a week post much faster. You probably need to invest on the tool that she's going to use, and then you have to train her how to use AI if she hasn't been using it yet. So it can't start from zero. You already have a process of producing blog posts once per week. But if you're not completely producing any content, I wouldn't jump to using AI in the first go, unless you as a founder or as a CEO are a writer or content creator yourself. Then you can use AI, just because you need to have a baseline of your existing content production so that you can scale that. So if you're producing, and you need the process and the knowledge of how that content system works without AI. If you put AI right away in the beginning, it's just a bit messy. And probably this will change in the future, that immediately people will do AI assisted processes from the get-go. But based on my experience, it's much better if you already have an existing content production system and you use AI to amplify that. That would be my first advice. remember, AI is an amplifier. It cannot amplify something that doesn't exist. So the next thing is the mindset around AI. Everyone in your team needs to get the mindset, the right mindset around AI so that they can use AI efficiently and effectively. So we are not using AI to cut corners, like skipping fact-checking, plagiarizing content. So AI, again, this is where it comes in, where AI is an amplifier. I approach AIs that like building Lego blocks. AI gives you blocks to work with, but you don't have to use all of the blocks that it gives you. So you can sort out in different ways and you can present it in different colors, but the final output is something that your readers or your customers will enjoy. So that's why editing, in the context of using AI to write, editing is very important. So you can't skip the basics of writing. So you need to have a good writer that who's an expert at the topic that you're asking him or her to write, because they will be able to identify facts that are wrong when ChatGPT provides them a wrong output. So that's the first thing. So everyone needs to have that mindset that AI is amplifying the existing skills, the writer or of the content manager. So the humans are still in control here. AI is just assisting them, and humans have the decision whether something that the AI produced is going to make as a published content. So with that mindset, that's very important, because I've seen writers complain in Facebook groups that they basically fired the writers. So companies fired the writers that they have and then use ChatGPT to produce outputs, written outputs, and then now they're hiring writers to edit what ChatGPT has produced. So that doesn't work, because it's harder for a writer to come in and edit an output that they were not involved in creating. So it needs to be a co-creation between ChatGPT and the writer, and it's going to be much faster because the writer can edit the output along the way and they know where the direction where the article is going. So if you do that, if you as a business owner generated the outputs in ChatGPT and then you ask the writer to edit it, but most writers will not take that job because it's harder and it takes longer to edit something that ChatGPT has created. So that's why it's very important that you get the process right in the beginning as to when ChatGPT is used, who is using ChatGPT, and what is the editing process after all of this is completed. So that's one thing that I just wanted to talk about AI. Everyone needs to have the right mindset using AI. It is not to replace humans. It is to assist humans so that the production is more efficient, more effective, and also stays ethical. So what are the teammates that you need in order to build an AI-assisted content team? Do you just hire writers from the get-go and you will be managing them? That could work. Again, if you're a founder who has an experience in content creation as an editor, that definitely works. However, I do advise at least one content manager and then a full-time writer. So in the beginning, that's just your team. And you will be the still CEO. You will be the one providing the budget, what tools to use. And the content manager is taking care of making sure that the deadlines are met. Content manager also plans the content calendar. And this is very important concept as well when hiring writers in the Philippines. Most founders assume that the writer will do the keyword research, will have the initiative to think about the topics that they want to write about, and then basically be the person that's just in charge of the content production. That could work, but still, that's not a very effective way to scale content production. Truly scale a content production, you need people that stays in their lane, is very good at their lane, and they can replicate this skill very fast, very efficiently. So if you want a writer to write fast using AI, make sure that the writer is just writing. Don't ask them to plan a content calendar. Don't ask them to create keyword research and make them decide what to write. So that's why you need a content manager. So the content manager ideally is working with an SEO specialist. So I'm going to give you a very specific example from one of the projects that I'm leading. So I'm the marketing project manager / content manager, and my mission is to increase our organic search traffic and then ideally increase the free trials from organic search. So in order for us to do that, we are publishing blog posts 3 times a week. So we created the same system, but with some AI tools. So in this project, our CEO does not allow writers to use AI. Like, these are high level writers and we're actually paying them $200, sometimes $400 article per month. However, as a content manager, I can use AI tools pre-writing. So that means like researching the keyword research or writing the content brief. So in some months, I'm writing the content briefs, but we actually have an SEO specialist that plans the content ahead of time. And she is also at the top of her game. Like, I understand SEO, but I don't understand it from the technical perspective. So that's why in this project, I can oversee it, but I can make some decisions regarding SEO just because it's not my expertise. So I'm the content manager. I have an SEO specialist and I have one writer. And that SEO specialist, she's using Surfer SEO. So sometimes if I want more content, then I can actually go to Phrase and ClearScope. Those are AI tools that allows you to write content briefs using AI. So in this specific project, we are using AI pre-writing just because our founder feels risky to use AI in the actual published content. And also we want to make sure that we are ahead of our competition in terms of content. So however, we are considering AI for updating some of the articles because it's much faster. So like, we need to boost extra 500 words in fast published blogs. So that kind of makes us use AI. So I can stay on my lane as a project manager, content manager. I make sure that we are on budget, we are on time, all of the articles are assigned and scheduled to publish. Like, usually we have a 2-week head publishing schedule. So that's what I do. And then the SEO specialist, she can stay on her lane. That's what she does. She makes sure to do the keyword research, and the writer makes sure that there are 3 blog posts a week that is going out into the world. So yeah, I've discovered that this is the fastest way to do things and most efficient way to do things. I have been a content manager before, wherein I would expect we hired writers. We wanted them to be self-sufficient, like thinking about the topics that they want. And they tried it, like they tried really hard and I tried it, but it didn't work because they just don't have the experience to be able to see the entire vision or the entire data points to be able to understand which blog posts to write. They just want to write. So basically, high writers, they're really good and really fast when it comes to writing. So that's one thing. That's the most important thing when building an AI-assisted content team. Make sure people stay in their lane of genius or the zone of genius. Okay, now let's talk about time zone because this is very important. So if you're in the US and you have a content team in the Philippines, it definitely can work. I mean, for writers, you don't need writers to be in the same time zone or clock in a shift because they can write at any time. But there will be a lot of coordination between you and the content manager. So it's possible that you may want the content manager in the same time zone as you are, or at least in the middle time zone. So I used to have a team that I'm in the Philippines. So most of our content creators are in the Philippines, but we also had a team in Ukraine. So team, we are closer in time zone for Ukraine. And then for Philippines and then EST, we're kind of like the opposite. So if it's 12 a.m. in the Philippines, it's 12 p.m. in New York. So you want to specify in your job description that their schedule is flexible, but sometimes you may have to ask them to join calls in EST. And the best time to do that is usually 9 a.m. EST, because that's 9 p.m. Manila time. So it's still not like super late, like 11 p.m. or 12 a.m. So it's totally doable. And so the pivoting factor here is your content manager. Where do you want your content manager and how much experience do you need? So there are a lot of writers in the Philippines, and you can definitely find content managers in the Philippines like me, but the volume is not that high. So it's rare to find really good content managers in the Philippines. That, like, don't quote me on this though, this is just based on my experience, but we've definitely found content managers in the Philippines as well. It's just that it's much harder to find that, especially if they are using AI or if they already have experience using AI. I've been trying to do that recently, and the person in my network actually ended up to be someone in Spain. But I have many writers in the Philippines who can use AI. So I do have a freelance network in the Philippines, like, and I have a vetted hiring pool. It's small, like we have around 20 people, and most of them, I've been teaching them how to use AI. So anyway, yeah, time zone is a very big consideration. And although in the Philippines, though, people are very flexible when it comes to time zone, they're very much willing to work in your time zone. And then just make sure to say it's flexible. And if you need people to come in or to do shifts at night, you just add a little bit more to their hourly rate. So it's called the night differential. I've worked as a call center agent, so we do have a night differential if your shift falls into certain times, like 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., I think. So yeah, you can consider that as well. So, and who knows, maybe you're a night owl and you actually want to work with a time zone in the Philippines. So, okay, let's talk about cost. The cost of building a content team, you will actually be mind blown how much cost you can save in building a content team in the Philippines, and if you do it right. So you can hire a writer, like, let's say $30 for a blog post or $5 per hour. And again, let's talk about how you're going to pay your writers. Are you going to pay hourly? Are you going to pay per article? Ideally, if you're hiring someone in the first phase, because you want to hire someone with a smaller project and not commit to a full-time transaction, you want to be able to pay them per article. And then you can switch them to like a flat fee per month if you already know that they can produce this much of work in a month. So let's say right now we actually transitioned one of our writers because we want to scale our content production. We are now paying a flat fee per month, provided that she produces 12 blog posts per month. We used to pay her one per article because we just need one article per week from her. So yeah, okay. So in the Philippines, you can get someone between even like $20 per article, but that can go up very quickly depending on the expertise that you need. So for example, right now I'm still a writer. So I'm a freelance writer specialized writing about AI. So I do have only one client that I write for. And it's expensive. So I charge $200 per 1,000 article. That's just because I have expertise and I also have kind of my own online audience that meets the criteria, that meets the target audience of the client. So ideally you want to be able to stay between the $20 to $50 per article. And you can actually definitely find these folks, especially if you're telling them that they can use AI. So that's like some of the considerations. And I definitely recommend paying a bit more for people who are more experienced, because you have to train them less and eventually it will just save you so much time and headaches. So yeah, but the good thing about cheaper rates is that usually those are beginners, so they're more easier to train and they're like very passionate about learning. So yeah, you gotta understand your tolerance in your time for training people. And if you do have the content manager that can train people, then that's great. So you can actually build an AI assisted content team in the Philippines and maybe $2,000 per month. So what I would suggest is have a content manager that's also a contractor, not a full-time, and understand the editing process. So you have someone, let's say in the past, I have a writer, we're paying $800 per month for a full-time role. And at that time, we're expecting her to publish 2 to 3 blog posts per week. But we were not like very strict about it. And we have some other tasks that we created. And yeah, because that's a problem, by the way, with full-time roles, is that you're kind of forced to give them tasks because, hey, this person is, we're paying them full-time. So that's why I really recommend in the beginning to just understand per article or per hour, and let's say 20 hours per week, and how much realistically, how many articles can you write in that 20 hours? So yeah, so at that time, yeah, we're paying $800 per month for that one full-time writer. And then you can get someone in the Philippines with content manager. Let's say, so right now we actually have a content manager that's $1,000 per month. That's also for a full-time role. So if you actually have one, so let's say you get a content manager for $800 for a part-time role, and then you get another writer for $800 for a part-time role, but with a lot of content produced because there's AI. So that's like $1,600 per month. And then you have to pay for your tools. So for the tools you need, there's so many options when it comes to the tools that you need for AI. So one thing is, of course, for me, ChatGPT Plus is the best for producing blog posts, but I've also tried a tool called Reward. The good thing about Reward is that if you already have a lot of existing content, is that you can connect it to Google Search Console and it will learn from those articles, and it can basically mimic your tone of voice, the types, it knows better your target audience. But ChatGPT Plus have worked really well for me individually and for teams. So you need that. It's just $20 per month. And if you only have one writer, then you just have to pay for that one. And you need AI tools for your content manager. So as I mentioned earlier, I would use ClearScope, but ClearScope is kind of expensive for 10 articles per month. We were paying, I think, $150 per month. Phrase.io was $49 per month. And Phrase was actually pretty good. You just need to edit a little bit the content brief written by the AI. But yeah, it was pretty good and it's much cheaper. I just like the UI of ClearScope, to be honest. If I could just pay more and don't care about the cost, I would definitely use ClearScope just as a writer and as a content manager. I like all the visuals that it's doing. There's also Surfer SEO. Now they actually added the ability to write AI within the SEO, Surfer SEO, where you check your work to see if it's like, what's the score. But now you can write AI for that. And for Surfer SEO, I'm paying $59 per month. And yeah. So depending on the scale of your production, you can definitely pay less than $300 per month for your tools. And you just need your keyword research, your content brief writer, and sometimes they can actually overlap, like Surfer SEO and ClearScope. You can do keyword research and can write content briefs. And then, yeah, you need also an editing tool. So Grammarly has worked well, Grammarly Premium, because it also has plagiarism checker. And make sure to get the premium because it can do really well in terms of cleaning up sentences. Yeah, so I love that about Grammarly Premium. Plus, there is a plagiarism checker and you don't need a separate tool for that. So I always check my work and anyone's work using a plagiarism checker, especially if they're using AI. I have not encountered plagiarized content using AI. But sometimes there are similar phrases, and if you just want to remove those phrases, like at the end of the day, but there's no like actual duplicate content where in the thought or the paragraphs are exactly a copy. So only some like similar phrases will appear from time to time. But if you want to edit that, you go ahead. Ideally, you want to aim for 4% or lower. Don't exceed 4%. That at least that's kind of like the recommendation, but it's totally up to you. So yeah. Wow, I actually didn't realize that I'll be talking for 30 minutes for how to build an AI assisted content team. If there's only one takeaway from this, is that first, using AI, it needs a lot of logistics behind the scene. And there are many stages of the writing process where you can use AI. So you don't actually have to always start with the actual writing. So if you want to ease into it, start with the writing content briefs using AI. And as a founder, I would recommend playing around with different tools just because if you want an AI-assisted content team, you need to have a better understanding of how all of this works. Probably not in the level the way writers does use ChatGPT, but at least you need to have the right mindset and you know the basics of using AI. And that helps a lot. That goes a long way. And you will be much happier and you will be able to save a lot of time and save a lot of money. So yeah, if you do have questions about this episode and about hiring AI-assisted writers and content managers in the Philippines, just feel free to click the link in the show notes or just go to irenechan.me where I provide more AI tips. Thank you and happy writing.